I don't even know you.
All right, man.
She told me Tyson, and I was like, it blew my mind just because that was
Dave,
Tyson.
Dave, shut up.
This is her brother, Ticker. Her sister.
Cool.
Well, these people.
Hey.
There
We're
you
back
are.
Again. It's another edition. It's another episode of my show. And he's going through another turn of Saturn crisis here. You may see him slurping down some Dutch Bros. Mm-hmm. Looks like a blended drink there. Is that a kicker? A frozen kicker?
An annihilator.
A frozen annihilator?
Frozen annihilator.
I used to ride with a guy who liked to have the... He used to have the frozen kicker. Anyway, that's Dave.
Yeah, it's me, drinking DB, not hitting on high school girls.
That's not what Definitely. You said in the pre-show.
Nope, that's... Yep, that's... It's Thumb Hogan. It's like that... That's like the a televised thumb wrestling championships.
All right, James! Listen here, brother. I'm going to tell you something. You don't know what's going on. But this Sunday, it's going down.
Did you fail me or did I fail you?
But speaking of his thumbs going down, it's Robin.
Yeah, speaking of butts, what's up?
Shit.
Wait, now I gotta find that thing. All right, yeah, I am Robin. You goddamn right, I am. I like the Ducks, and they're playing right now. And this guy exists. So if you're watching YouTube.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. Anyway, bringing it back around.
I thought I had no neck at one point.
Bringing it back around like the basketball hoop. It's a circle.
It's a circle.
And so is the hoop snake known as Jake.
Yeah, touching tips.
Doop. It's me, One Take Jake, back in the saddle again. And yeah, you know, that guy's neck is going into business for itself. Like, it's something special.
Wait.
Like, I can't even.
I can't
like,
do it.
I have too much of a neck to not neck.
I have too much of a neck to not neck is the name of the episode.
It's an early, early
I'm gonna
hitter.
Write all that down.
It hurts doing that to my neck.
Like, how do you get to? And for those who are listening, there's a video of a guy on the internet. I know you. It's this new thing.
Shocking.
And he's sitting there wearing sunglasses, and he's got the goatee, and he looks like people who are mad at Taylor Swift's profile picture. But his neck, instead of being normal, like a regular neck, goes like a 45-degree angle down, like to where his trapezoids would be. But instead of there being trapezoids there, there's more neck.
There's just more neck.
There's just more neck. So he looks like a thumb. He actually appears to be like a thumb. Robin, show him what he looks like. Show him what they look like.
It's the everlasting gobstopper of necks.
The everlasting gobstopper of necks.
Yep.
Write it down.
I am.
But yeah, so this guy, he says this silliness about, you know, was it me who failed you or was it my creation who failed me? Because, you know, clearly he knows he looks the way that he does. And yeah, so someone responded with a thumb that looked like him. So there's a joke. Explain to you for all our audio listeners.
Now it's not funny.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks a lot.
When you started that last little explanation, it felt like a Bane thing. And I was like, oh, who failed you?
Oh,
was
I
it your chin?
You?
Or
was
your
it you who failed me? Yes. I'm Bane.
Speaking of Bane, he's on my list.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. That, oh.
Yeah. Segways. What's up, guys? Hey,
mall cops.
So I texted these two fine-looking gentlemen a question or mentioned that I had questions I wanted to ask on the podcast.
He warned us that there was...
I gave
you
a
questions.
Yeah. I was like, hey, doing
and
research.
Then I stopped thinking about it.
And then I like wrote down a bunch of them that I could think of. So I had this question. Is Michael Keaton the greatest MCU DC star? Now, Michael Keaton, we know, was Batman in the 80s.
Batman.
He is Batman. He was on the Flash movie as Batman again. And then in the MCU, he played Vulture. And the reason that that was what brought up the question to me, because I'm watching and I'm like, oh, I forgot about Michael Keaton playing Vulture. And so I wrote that down. And I was like, you know, Ryan Reynolds was also in MCU as Deadpool. And then Green Lantern.
Yeah,
I'm a suit. And he's like, please don't make the suit green.
Yeah, the animated. See, as good as he was as Deadpool, you're carrying an albatross with Green Lantern there.
He was equally as bad.
Watching the Green Lantern movie, I got so excited for the potential of a Deadpool movie because he is Wade Wilson pretending to be the Green Lantern.
Well, then he shows up and is Deadpool.
He's Deadpool, because he was Deadpool in the first, like...
Wolverine Origins.
The Wolverine Origins, yeah.
Shitty Deadpool, but he was also in Blade 3?
Trinity.
Where I got the phrase, horse-humping thunder cunt.
Mm-hmm. I need to actually watch all the... I've never actually seen the Blade movie.
Not too long ago, I went on a Blade binge.
You said you were going to watch them, I remember.
Yep, and I watched all three Blades. And I was excited the whole time. I enjoyed them. Nice. I know, like the Blade Trinity got a lot of shit because of Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
like people didn't like him in it.
He was
Ryan him. Reynolds, he was Ryan Reynolds, and no one was used to it yet.
Yeah,
is really what it was.
Like, and the thing Jessica they knew Biel, him from most was two guys, a girl, and a pizza place. Mm-hmm. That was him.
Yep,
and two guys, a girl, and a ring camera.
Yeah, and then two girls and a cup.
Yeah, that happened also. Mm-hmm. Not in the MCU, though.
No, I think that was like Dark
Knight. Is a multiverse where it happened. So,
okay, here's my list. I'm going to go through. I'm going to list the actor, see if you guys can remember who they are.
All right, I like that.
Let's go Halle Berry.
Halle Berry's Catwoman.
Halle Berry. And Storm. Catwoman, Storm.
Catwoman and Storm. Nice job. That was easier. So here's one that I thought might be better. Because I thought Michael Keaton as Vulture was pretty good. Christian Bale.
Batman. Yes, Batman.
Batman and Gore. I thought his Gore was creepy.
I thought Gore was like, pretty fucking good.
Real, like, I'm not going to say real.
Oh, shit,
but like,
right. Oh, God, I forgot about that. He was awesome.
Gatekeeper fans hated it.
Yeah.
Because they hate everything that isn't true to the source material, and they're fucking nerds, and they give nerds a bad name.
Word.
It's true.
I hate because everyone all, who likes the stuff I like, I hate you.
Mm-hmm. Because we're all nerds about shit too, but we also understand it's a new format, and you need to do something different that's going to keep my attention.
Can't be the same.
If you just put the stories I read as a child on the screen, I will enjoy it, but not as much as the twists and the differences. So if you're a gatekeeper
fan, that's a great way to put it.
You fucking nerd.
That's a great way to look at it. I'd never really considered it that way. Cause I'd always kind of watched something and been like, oh, this is different from the book. And I'd never really thought of it like as worse. You know, I've never been one of the book was better kind of guys.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I've always been like, this is different. It's a little bit different. It's just not what that was, but I really like the way you put that. Is like the twists and turns that come from doing it differently is what makes it a good movie. That's a good philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, Michelle Pfeiffer.
She was also Catwoman.
Catwoman, and she's in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Janet Van Dyne.
That's right.
Yep, I think she's in two of them.
Yeah, she is.
She might even be in the first one, but you don't see her face.
Right. Mm-hmm. She's in the second one when they realize
where she's at, and then
she'd been cast at that point.
Directed by Quentin Tarantino.
J.K. Simmons.
He wants pictures of Spider-Man.
He does.
I really like J.K. Simmons though.
He's great. Good one.
Like he was a great jacked Jim Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
and he was a great J. Jonah Jameson.
Jameson. Yeah.
Triple J's. The arch nemesis of Triple H.
No, the arch nemesis of Triple H is litigation right now.
They fight over the I in the middle.
Yep.
The Intercontinental Championship.
International House of Pancakes.
The intended international idiots.
That's us.
See? That's us. Yep. All right. I do really like
the J.K. Simmons.
Idris Elba is a confusing one because he's been in like six, I feel like. I could think of three for sure, and then I looked online and there were more.
There is. I only think of him as Heimdall.
Uh-huh.
Which, again, you fucking gatekeeping nerds. Fuck you for not liking Idris Elba as Heimdall. He's right? An excellent actor.
He's so
it's
good.
It's a make-believe Viking culture in the fucking fictional stars.
Character.
Who cares if he's black?
Characters.
Yep. I hope and they make Idris Elba the next James Bond just to fuck with everybody.
Bloodsport in the Suicide
That was his line. Name.
Yep, that's right. He was the replacement for Deadshot.
Yeah. Yep. Because Will Smith was like, yeah, I'm not doing this.
He's like, I got to go slap Chris Rock some more.
And it turned out it was not shitty.
Yeah. There's only two sequels I do. Bad Boys and Men in Black.
They wanted me to do Independence Day 2. I said, nope, can't do it. It's a live bear. It will literally
rip your face
They got
off.
Actual aliens this time. I'm not doing
it.
We got
real
that.
Aliens. It's actually about us going to their planet and looking for oil.
Ben Affleck.
Batman and Daredevil.
Yeah, that was easy.
I liked you know what? People shat on Daredevil. I liked it. I liked that movie. I watched it a ton of times.
I've
never watched it.
Nope.
I just know it exists.
Mm-hmm.
I trained my body.
I really thought it was, again, I was younger when we watched this, so I wasn't as critical of shit. I think I could watch it again and still feel a little, enjoy it. I was just happy that there was a Daredevil production and you got to see this smaller character.
It was cool.
Like, you got to see something different.
Like, the way they did the Vision was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
In the big final fight scene, this doesn't ruin anything because, you know, you basically know how it's going to end anyway.
It's been 20-something years.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
So, like, through the Kingpin's office, there's like all this water running like through these just channels basically covered in glass, and Daredevil smashes up all these channels and like busts out all the fire sprinklers, all the sprinklers, and so he can hear the rain and he can see the rain falling on Kingpin, so he can basically see the whole room. It's and like yeah, it was they did it was a lot like the Red Matrix is the way they did Daredevil. But like with sound waves. So like he would bang on something and you would see the sound wave travel down and come back. It looked like they conceptually it was really cool. I liked that movie. And people chat on it.
And at that time, what did we have at that time?
Spider-Man.
We had Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. He'd come out with its second or third movie.
And it wasn't Spider-Man 2 was like taking over the world.
Yeah. It was just cool to get some. Yeah. I just really enjoyed that there was a Daredevil.
Before Iron Man, so it was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Man was such a like watershed moment in cinema, honestly.
Pretty good.
All right, what you got?
Willem Dafoe.
Green Goblin and
Vark or Zach or something like that in Aquaman. Volko, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
What? It's actually good.
I don't care. It breaks my rule.
Yeah, well, you have lots of rules.
Yeah, and they don't disappoint me.
The Joker has a thing about rules.
Yeah, well, the Joker has a thing about money, too, and we don't agree there either.
That's true.
Because he had it. It's easier to be like that when you have it.
Well, hey.
Yeah. All right. And then my last one, Tom Hardy, which we already
Tom Hardy's about. Pretty solid with the Bane and Venom.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good one.
Venom was really good.
Yeah, I still need to watch Carnage.
Mm.
It's more campy.
It's
yeah. Well, I think they did a good more campier than the first one. Really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like campy. I could do campy.
It's I mean, I watched it more than once. That's
mm-hmm.
It's campy in the same way that like Army of Darkness is campier than Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good way to look at it. Anyway,
and Army of Darkness is my favorite.
So who's the winner?
My vote would go to the J. Jonah Jameson, Jim
was
Gordon.
Was that good of a Gordon?
I really liked him as Gordon. I don't know.
I think
he's
Gary
not
Oldman's
a better
Gordon.
Like, he's not a better gold. Yeah.
Triple J is up here.
Yeah.
He's S tier Triple J.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true because Gary Oldman's Gordon, it's like you're, that's not going to get beaten. But I also feel like Gary Oldman also got 3 movies of screen time.
And Gary Oldman also played Gary Oldman.
Yeah. We didn't get that much.
But I didn't know that he was British until after that movie, like well after that movie.
Oh, really?
He was
one of the few not surprising British voices for me.
He got me because I was. And I also didn't realize that he was in The Fifth Element.
Yes.
And I was like, because I was looking him up one day because somebody was like, he's in all these things, Fifth Element. I was like, who the fuck was he in Fifth Element? And I was like,
he was a black guy with the microphone.
And then I watched it and I was like, oh my God, that's definitely Gary Oldman. Like he's been in Harry Potter and all sorts of shit.
Gary Oldman is one of those actors that I'm like, how has he not been in a Star Wars movie?
He probably has. We just didn't know it.
It could be too. But like, he's definitely like, he's a great actor. I like him.
He's more of a chameleon than David Deaton.
Yeah. They don't call me David the Chameleon Deaton for nothing.
I could see Gary Oldman playing like one of the stormtroopers.
Gary Oldman could play David Deaton.
That's how good he is.
Gary Oldman might be on this podcast.
I'm not even David Deaton. I'm actually Gary Oldman, guys. Playing
this. Holy shit. Interviews with interesting dudes with fucking
with Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
I know who I am.
Like, hello, Gary. What was it like when Christian Bale put a stapler to your back and said it was a gun? Did you actually think that was a gun? You're dumb.
So I can't. I mean, obviously, discussing this now, we can't do it. But we should rent an actor, pay an actor to come on here and be one of us one day.
It would be funny to do a cameo and Space Ghost Coast to Coast it, basically. So basically, ask them a bunch of questions, or like 4 or 5 questions, where they'd give us an answer, and then recut it. And then ask different questions and then act like they're being assholes.
Right. Oh, that would be good.
Like, you know who we should hire to.
Or what if we could get 3 midgets to play us? We get a midget version and then it would just be a short. that was my dad joke of the day.
Put it on YouTube Shorts.
Scaredy Cats.
Scaredy Cats is pretty tough to beat. Holy cow. And you got to go back into the pre-show.
You got to hear the pre-show.
If you want the Scaredy Cats joke, you got to go to the pre-show. Make sure you're checking that out. This is our plug. We'll hit it early.
We should
go to YouTube.
It took me forever to find his name. Randall Park.
Oh, we should trying to figure out who plays Jim.
Yeah, but I was like, we should do Randall Park to do that because that would be
really good.
Randall Park as you would be really funny. But in general, like after a while, I was watching, there were a couple things in a row that I saw Randall Park in. I think the last one was when I was still watching Young Rock for a couple weeks. And I'm just sitting there and I'm watching it and I look over at Jen, I'm like, there's just something about Randall Park I don't like. Like when I'm watching him, it's like what he's doing isn't actually what he's doing. And she's like, you can tell he's acting. I'm like, yes. I think that's a problem. Like no one else looks like they're acting, but Randall Park looks like he's acting.
You should watch that movie that was on Amazon, where it was like the time travel murder movie. I can't remember what it was. We talked about it on here.
Time travel
murder.
Yeah, I told you guys to watch it.
Totally Sick.
totally.
Yeah, I watched it. The girl that goes back to the 80s. Yeah,
because Randall Park plays like a cop, and he's like standing there smoking, and I'm like, this is weird.
He's standing there with his fucking eyebrows. Go, hey, I'm Randall Park.
That's Troy McClure.
Oh, my bad.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure.
I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from other nature films, such as Earwigs. Ew.
Totally killer. Homer the dad, and
Maggie's the baby.
Robin, it's called Totally Killer.
Totally Killer. Hey, that's the one.
Oh, yeah. Never heard of it.
Judges, that is correct.
We will accept it.
I couldn't remember. Did he have a mustache in Totally Killer? He did. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah.
It's a mustache.
It's more of the separated goatee.
Does Stanley have a mustache? A mustache.
Does, yeah, it's like, the, I always forget. Yes, Stanley has a mustache.
There it is. Yeah.
Mustache
yeah.
goatee
it's
combo.
It's the I'm Asian and I'm trying to grow goatee.
Yeah. I'm Asian and mm-hmm. I know it.
All he needs to do is get that chin part down to here and he can like move it to the side before he does karate.
All right. Second question.
All right. Question number two.
Two parts.
Question number
two. Am I becoming a Chiefs fan? And would that make me a bandwagoner?
Are you becoming a Chiefs fan?
Your mic got really quiet. Wait, say keep talking. You like, there we go. There we go.
Are you becoming a Chiefs fan? And does that make you a bandwagoner?
Are you really a Chiefs fan or are you a Taylor Swift fan?
Oh, I like Travis Kelce. I watched him on Pat Mac the other day and I was like, God damn, he's got some good answers.
Yeah, I do like him.
And he seems like a dude's dude.
Kelce's a good guy.
Patrick Mahomes steps in there and I was like, oh, he's not as much of a dick as I thought he was.
Oh, no. Yeah, I saw some of that interview too.
See, I've become increasingly annoyed by Patrick Mahomes, like as time progresses.
Well, my dad doesn't like the Chiefs, so I don't have a predetermined dislike of them.
That's fair.
You've got extra motivation, like.
But you see, I'm rooting for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, because nobody likes San Francisco.
Yeah.
Or you really like San Francisco.
Exactly.
That's
number 11. Number 11.
We're allowed to say that. Did you know that? We can say
gay. I did air horn sounds. What are you talking
about? Gay. Just did gay air horns.
Gay air horns is the name of this episode. But coincidentally, vuvuzelas are coming back.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Man.
Okay, so to answer your question, I guess only you can answer that question.
Well, so
part A.
I don't really have a team that I'm like, I mean, I like when the Seahawks win. But
you're not a Hawks fan.
It's not really going to hurt my feelings when they lose because I'm like, well, they always lose. This is what they do.
Yep.
And then, like, I see the Lions doing well, and I'm like, man, I've always kind of liked the Lions ever since Barry Sanders.
And then Eminem.
And then Eminem on top of that? Fuck yeah. You always put Eminem on top of the ice cream.
I used to like the Lions because I liked Matt Stafford for some reason, even though he got shit on so much.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at his receivers, some of the top receivers in history, who was their quarterback?
Yeah.
Matt Stafford.
There's a couple of
Jerry Rice.
Yeah. But yeah, same thing. Like, I don't have a team either. I watch a lot of Kansas City because mom's a Kansas City fan.
Right.
And they're on CBS most weeks.
But my mom straight up, when like, in the middle of the season when they weren't doing so well, she's just like, well, I guess I might be watching another team next year. And my dad's like, that makes you a bandwagoner. She's like, I don't care.
Right.
She's like, I want to watch winners. I'm not going to watch losers. And if they can't keep winning, I'm not going to buy their stuff and wear it.
My,
and I was like, yeah, that's a good point.
My great aunt is in Kansas City. And I was at my dad's house when the Chiefs were playing somebody, and it started, and it was like 17-0 the other team.
Yeah.
And
here we go.
So the Chiefs, I think it was the Raiders. I'm almost certain it was the Raiders. So
was it on this year?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, probably.
So it was the Raiders. It was a big lead, and Tony Romo was on the call. So it's this enormous ball of fuck.
Yeah.
All at once. And then my aunt calls. And apparently this happens. She'll just call my dad in the middle of the game and be like, what are they doing? What the hell are they doing out there? Like, what are they doing? Straighten this shit out.
It's awesome.
And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, this is quite possibly the worst cocktail of things to all happen at the same time.
Oh, it was when the car was broken down.
Yes.
That's yeah. Right. Yeah.
So yeah, because and then I was already you're agitated.
Annoyed on top of annoyed on top of annoyed.
On top of sober.
It was an annoyance sandwich.
And you can't put M&M on top of that.
You no, cannot you put M&M M&M on top of that.
It's sandwich, no. It doesn't help.
But yes. Yeah, so
spaghetti.
Just absolutely. That took a second. Got there.
Yeah. I figured.
But yeah, that then they turned it around and made it okay.
They still lost though.
I think so. I think I covered. Yeah. I had the Raiders plus 10. I'm pretty sure, and I remember sitting there laughing.
That was when the Chiefs turned it around because they're like, we got to do something different than last year. We can't just rely on our offense. And the defense was like, can we do some stuff and then suggest you guys not just throw it like we're not going to get the stop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Like, what if, and hear me out, what if we punted on our side of the field? Just give us a chance.
What?
Mm-hmm. Well, and their run game, like Pacheco in their run game this year, like that guy,
he is funny to me because like, have you watched interviews of him?
I haven't seen any interviews.
He's interesting. He's like, people saying I look like a zombie when I'm running. Like, he just got to look it up. Look at
who's he like? Pacheco. He's like the Tracy Morgan of football. people say I look like a zombie when I run.
one time we're watching the game and Dad goes, "Hey, is he Mexican?"
Hey, and I was Pacheco.
Like, "What?" Hey, I was like, Pacheco. "Dad, his name's Pacheco. I'm sure he's something like Latin or." And then he takes off his helmet. I'm like, "Or Native or Aztec? I don't know."
Native or Aztec
or something.
Something, I don't know.
Oh,
what was that movie that Mel Gibson made about
Passion of the Christ?
No, the other one,
Apocalypto.
Yeah, that one,
Lethal Weapon.
Dude, that was a brutal movie.
I did not see Apocalypto. I have no desire to see Apocalypto.
It's a reading movie.
It's a what?
Oh, it's a reading movie.
Lots of words.
They don't speak any English.
Not in American.
Nope.
Skip.
You know, it's that. I thought of that whole scenario today because Red Sparrow was the only, there was nothing on TV. And I was like, oh, Red Sparrow's on. I like Jennifer Lawrence and she gets naked in this movie. So I'm going to watch it. And she speaks English, but uses a shitty Russian accent. And I was like, why couldn't they have done that on Echo? I mean, obviously you're not going to sign language and say it, but still, like, the rest of them.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to pay you, Daredevil. 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Big Daredevil fight scene.
But it just bugged me because, like, you can have Native American speaking like this, like.
Speaking
Native Americanly.
Speaking indigenously. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I haven't seen that dude in a while.
Right? Get out of here. My way.
Fuck out of here. His videos. Like, his videos alone made me re-download Red Dead Redemption. Yeah. So get this, right? I've been playing NBA 2K and hated it because the game sucks and fuck it.
Which version? Which year?
The most recent, 2K24.
Yeah, I almost bought it the other day because I was like, I want to play.
Better than last year, but still bad. Mm-hmm. So I deleted it. I'm like, I'm done with this. I don't want to play this shit anymore. It's not fun. I don't like it. I'm out. I'm cashing out. Mm-hmm. And so in instead, I was able to... This is how big... This game is absurd. I was able to put Red Dead Redemption 2 and Grand Theft Auto 5 on my Xbox instead of NBA 2K24.
What?
Mm-hmm. NBA 2K24 is 182 gigabyte download.
Damn.
So if you have it, you have it.
Yeah.
That's wild.
And so that's mm-hmm. why until I realized I could play Call of Duty on my computer, I wasn't, because I was trying to figure out how to juggle things between storage and memory.
Right.
Because, you know, I have a game that takes 200 gigabytes of my 500.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
That's why I bought one of those. I bought a terabyte
hard
drive during COVID, because it was 2 weeks in the room.
I have like three of these terabytes.
Yeah. But yeah,
they're only like $40 now.
They've gotten so cheap now.
Yeah,
it blows my mind. Storage has gotten
super cheap.
Remember, like a terabyte was like $300 or something like that.
Dude,
when they first came out for an internal terabyte hard drive, it was like $500-$600.
Mm-hmm.
I had one of those external hard drives, and it wasn't self-powered. I had to plug the bitch into the wall. That thing was like $200.
I have a 250 gig one that has to be plugged in to my old computer, and it's got a power supply too. It's crazy. And now I have 1 terabyte here, and this is like,
just right there.
I would say 1/20th the size of the other one. Like, it's huge. And then the little tiny thing. Now they make flash drive. You can get a little micro flash drive that's a terabyte. It's crazy.
Technology.
You know,
and like, I always tell people, my first laptop was like 512 megabytes, I think.
Well, you go back to when you wanted to install Quake on your home computer, and you had to uninstall everything for this 1 gig download.
Right. Which took 3 days.
Yeah.
Word? I don't need that.
Yeah. What's control panel?
Yeah, I don't need those, right?
Do you remember having to make backups of like your Windows files? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a box of floppy disks, 3.5-inch. I think it holds 50. That's Windows out in our shed. I don't know why we still have it, but it exists. Maybe it's important.
It's got all the pixelated Indiana porn. Jones.
It probably
it's all porn that loads like this.
Yeah. It's like the old printers.
It's all dot matrix, and it's all just X's and V's and different patterns to make it look like boobs. Yep.
It's like that art that you have to stare at until you see the picture.
It's a schooner. You dumb bastard. I just opened my phone and it's this.
Oh man,
that's a soft ding.
Soft ding.
Soft ding could be the name of the episode, but nobody heard it.
I heard it.
I did.
Yeah, well.
I had to do something today that was not fun. Uh-oh. I had to do a lot of things today that were not fun.
Get a colonoscopy. This
week has been a lot of things that have not that are not fun.
Dude, but... like my last month has been a lot of things that are not fun. I had to drive a 26-foot box truck through downtown Seattle into the convention center.
Oh.
Why? And, well, because I had to deliver a display unit to my marketing team.
So does that mean you have to go pick it up, too?
Well, it's at my warehouse, but I had to go to Enterprise to rent a truck. And the only ones that they have, and I'm like, I've sent emails. I'm like, guys, the thing is this wide. It's seven feet tall. It's 4 feet wide. We do not need a 26-foot box truck to transport this. Like, a 16 will work. Or maybe even a 10. But a 26 is overkill for our purposes. And what do we get? 26-foot box truck. So it took me 45 minutes to drive from my warehouse into the city. Because, of course, they had to have me there at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Makes sense.
And so I'm driving this huge bitch. And it's one of those deals where, like, you get surprised at how simple things are, and you just keep waiting for the other shoe to drop. And so I get there, and I pull in, and I'm like, okay, there's a detour, but I keep going straight. Just keep following it. And then I have to cross the street and go up this ramp that looks like I'm going into oblivion. Like, it's just dark. But that's where I'm supposed to go, according to this.
You're supposed to drive to the darkness and then press A, and it loads the next map.
Right. Didn't know
you
that.
You gotta switch discs.
You gotta switch discs. So I get there, and there's just this little old man sitting in a chair. And by the way, it's incredibly easy to get in.
Sir, his riddles three?
No. What is your name? Let me see. Right. He actually did ask me. He's like, who are you here with? So I was like, yeah, I'm here with Reborn. He's like, all right, wait a minute.
What are you selling?
What is in your truck? Cabinets. All right, go ahead.
You may pass.
So I go up. I take the shit in there. And I'm about to pull into the convention center, which is fine, but there's not room inside the convention center for this. I'm going to clear. My clearance is fine by 2 inches. I'm going to make it. But they're like, hey, instead of this, how about you just back up to those docks over there, and then you can just go in that way? I'm like,
God damn it.
Dog, it's information that could have been helpful.
Something I could have been told yesterday. So I back it up, and I get it all situated. I basically put the entire booth together, because the guy who was supposed to be there is like, he took a wrong turn at Albuquerque. And so when he told me that, I'm like, well, let's see if I can get this shit all set up before he gets here. And I was that fucking close, man.
So close.
I was like, hey, I need your help now, so go ahead and help me flip it up here, and then I'm out of here. But I get to that point, and he's like, hey, where are the bags? I was like, oh, you can't be serious. So I drive back to Kent. Get the bags, take them back to the fucking convention center. The second time I pull up, the guy's more skeptical, because I'm just pulling up in a Suburban this time. Like, the first time I didn't get a...
What's your name?
Reborn Cabinets. He's like, you've been in before. I'm like, I know that.
Just say, sorry, I forgot.
Things you have to, like, keep pressing X to read the thing. Yeah. Right. You've been here before.
You're like, sorry, just... I forgot to drop off these bombs.
Dialogue trees.
Can't say bomb at the Seattle Convention Center. Bomb, bomb, bomb.
You ever been into a place and you're kind of taken aback by how well ahead they plan shit?
I've worked for the government for too long, so no.
That's fair. But I pulled into the convention center, and the ramp was one way, so that wasn't great. But they had it pretty well policed. And then when you got up there, it was all on the roof of the building. Like, the whole entrance and everything was on top of the main floor of the convention center. It was weird. And so, but you pulled up, and there was this enormous space. Like, wait a minute. Hold up. Someone thought, we're going to have to deliver a lot of shit here a lot of the time. Let's make a bunch of loading docks, which escapes a lot of people. Weird.
True.
Hey, how many loading docks do you think we need? We actually get a lot of stuff. I'll just make one.
One's good, right?
Just one, right?
One'll work.
You can only unload one truck at a time.
Yeah, but also
we're only going to hire two dudes.
But also make it after a 90-degree turn in a one-way alley.
You have to back down a mile and a half.
Meanwhile, there's you know, 7 or 8 people living next to the dumpster that you have to try to not hit.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, they're handing out HJs over there.
So I'm going to take a late lunch. Don't mind me.
The old dumpster HJ.
You know, it was also like the time that I was in the hotel bar at the Bellevue Hilton before I lived here, and I helped, and this young lady helped me find $100 up in my hotel room. It was so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, there's $100 bill somewhere in my hotel room. You want to help me come look for it? She said, sure.
That reminded me of Basketballs with Melissa McCartney when he was like, oh, we're going to lay some carpet, and she's actually laying carpet.
Jenny McCartney. Gets down.
Jenny McCartney. Yeah,
different.
Melissa McCartney's her cousin.
And fat.
She's fat.
That's a huge bitch.
That's a huge bitch.
Actually, she seems like she'd be fine to hang out with.
Yeah, I would hang out with Melissa McCartney.
McCarthy.
Whatever. That's Paul McCartney.
Melissa McCartney is Paul's daughter.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney, Joseph McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Richard
Bob Dylan.
Again.
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Moonshot, Woodstock, Watergate, punk rock.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Begging Reagan, Palestine, terror on the airline, Ayatollah, Zindi, Ram, Russians in Afghanistan, Wheel of Fortune, Sally Ride, Heavy Metal, Suicide, Fallen Guest, Homeless Feds, AIDS Crack, Bernie Gets, Hypodermics on the show when China's under martial law, Rock and Roll and Cola Wars, I can't take it anymore.
We didn't
start the fire.
Started the fire. dude, we got one more NFL game left.
Oh yeah,
one more football game.
The Superb Owl.
The Superb Owl, because you can't say that other one. I mean, we can, because nobody.
The Big Game. No, it's a Super Bowl. If I got a C&D, go right there.
Right, that would be cool. We should try that. Super Bowl.
You're not supposed to say Super Bowl.
We're going to make the Super Bowl song. Super Bowl Shuffle.
The Super Bowl is trademarked.
They can trademark this dick.
Yeah, they...
I don't think they
get a really, really small stamp.
Yeah. You guys... I wasn't going to make the small dick. It. Yeah, I appreciate it.
We all know. Did you guys watch the games, the two games?
Kind of. Some of them. Not really. I was... coaching.
Oh, that's right. Who are you coaching?
Nolan.
Basketballs?
Yeah.
Gotcha. That was why the questions are like, how would you relate?
Yeah, because I was trying to talk to the two people who'd coached and coached basketball, and I was like, all right, well. Then I realized that you just kind of got to have fun, because they're not really...
Yeah, at that level, you're teaching a lot of fundamentals, and then as you see that they get those, then you can kind of give them a little more, but you really can't give very much very quickly.
Yeah.
It's tough. Yeah. Patience.
That's definitely not something Robin saw a number of times coaching middle school football. I would just be like, how hard is this to do?
Yeah.
You smack them, and then you take your arm and go over that shoulder.
And then you flip them. How hard is that?
Into a pile driver.
Yeah. That's right, my friends. The pile driver. That's right. Who's bad?
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
Sidekick.
We got... Sidekick. Well, so, okay, I watched both the games, and I think that's also where I started the whole Chiefs thing, because I was like, I don't think the Chiefs can beat Baltimore, but...
You just can't kill them.
But yeah, they're tough. They're just really good on defense. And then they fucking took it to them. And the way they were getting Chippy back, because Baltimore tries to bully people. And KC was like, no, we're not. You're not doing that to us. So we'll just shove it right back in your fucking faces. And they did.
If you don't like it, too fucking bad.
I enjoyed it. And then I saw the video of
Justin Tucker.
And I was like, okay, these guys got me. I'm in. It was good. But that was fun.
It's funny. Like, I watched the Detroit meltdown And yeah, man, just kick the fucking field goal.
Yeah.
Just go up by 17.
I had to take Riv to Roseburg to meet her mom because she can't drive all the way down here, clearly. And so you're
why I does like, her bracelet, her ankle bracelet go off or something?
I don't know. I don't know what the restrictions are on.
She even gets winded driving, so.
Right.
And usually they say something about like if one sheep travels that far off, then the shepherd has to go find him or something.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Must work for pig farmers too then.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm watching the first half of the game and the Detroit game, and I'm like, all right, this is going well, but I don't know if it's going to keep going. And then I see the Detroit guy waving, and I'm like, oh, that's not good. That feels like a bad sign.
That's a bad sign.
First half. You don't do that.
Yeah.
And then you're texting about the game, and I'm like, oh, it's falling apart. The wheels are literally falling off this bandwagon, and poor Eminem.
Man. He wanted all the smoke.
He did, and then he didn't. Actually, I don't know. He may have still just been like, oh, fuck those guys.
Yeah, I'm still Eminem. Like, I'm going to leave through the private entrance that none of them can.
You see that picture of him flipping off all the.
Oh, yeah.
There's video. Yeah. I watched the video.
Yeah.
It was great.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we need in sports.
I was really hoping for an Eminem Taylor Swift Super Bowl because that would have been great.
All of a sudden, like, who's scheduled to play the fucking Super Bowl this year halftime show?
Usher. Yeah.
What has he got? What did Cat Williams say his name or something? Now he's got to do something.
No, he was already scheduled to be in it. Yeah, that's.
Cat Williams said his name. Now he's got a cockback game.
They can't beat Eminem and Dr. Dre and Snoop and 50 Cent. Like, that's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Rihanna was okay, and then we find out she's pregnant, and I was less excited about it. And people are like, oh my God, it's so brave. I'm like, nah, it's not
brave. She's still on the stage. Yeah. You know who made me a big fan of theirs with their halftime performance was Katy Perry.
Yes.
That got the famous left shark.
I've always been a big fan of Katy Perry's boobs. So,
well, I was sitting there watching the game, and then Katy Perry came on, and I'm like, first of all, I thought, wow, this is quite the performance. Like, she's putting on a hell of a show. And then I realized how many of the songs in a row I liked.
Right.
And then I was like, I actually like Katy Perry. God damn it.
God. Now.
And now it's fun because I have said things at work like, I'm listening to Katy Perry Fireworks. Is that the song you want to be the overture to what I'm about to say to you?
So that was on, bringing it back around, Randall Park movie, The Interview.
Yep.
Baby, you're a fire.
Oh, yeah. I forget that he was Kim Jong-un in that.
Yeah.
Right.
That was so good.
I want to watch that again.
I just as you said it, I was like, I need to watch that again. That's a good movie.
Same, but different.
They hate us because they ain't us.
That movie had so many weird little one-liners in it that are decent. And it's weird. I don't know how else to describe that movie. It's like the whole Eminem coming out at the beginning of it is really funny. Oh, my God. And then it just keeps going from there. It's an absurdist level of comedy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the movie kind of got a bad rep because it had Seth Rogen in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and James Franco didn't help either.
James Franco.
I really liked the story behind the movie and how it ended up getting released. Because North Korea was like, you can't, like, they're trying to stop the release of that movie.
Like, no.
And they're like, okay, instead of theaters, here you go, world.
Yeah, we're not going to get fucking bullied by the junior varsity of nuclear
superpowers. You're not going to make money off of this. We're just going to get it. And also, we're going to steal Fury and put that out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that was a solid movie.
Was that the tank one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never saw that. I wanted to see it in theater, and I just never got around to it. And now I feel like not seeing it in theater, I wouldn't get the whole experience.
I don't think it got released into theater because it was one of the two movies or maybe they stole it the weekend it was supposed to release or something along those lines, but it was something like that. I definitely downloaded it.
That was a really good movie.
What?
That was a really good movie, though. I like that.
Yeah. Yep. Brad Pitt and
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Running from your life from Shia LaBeouf.
Shane from The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I can never think of his name. The guy from Ant-Man who I can't think. Luis. Yeah, Luis from Ant-Man. Yeah,
Michael Pena's in it.
Michael Pena. Yeah, there it is. Mm-hmm. That's one of them. Okay, what's Shane's name? As soon as you say it, I'll know it. He played Punisher on the Marvel TV show. Fuck. I can't think of his name. But he's friends with the guy who did my Animaniacs tattoo, which is...
Oh, old Chris 541?
But Chris 541 minus the 4. Chris 541 should... That's like the... Western Family version. He only does black and white tattoos.
Yeah, he does traditional style only.
John Bernthal.
There it is. God damn it. I was just looking it up.
But it's a great cast. It really is.
Yeah.
Like, Shia LaBeouf's a weirdo, but, like, he's a good actor.
Yeah. He talked to... I saw him talking about, like, he pulled a tooth for that movie, and...
Mm-hmm.
It was the story behind it is it's not as good as like Jim Carrey doing the broken tooth thing for Dumb and Dumber. Like that one was he'd already had a cavity filled there.
Mm-hmm.
Or like
wasn't the story from the tooth pull where they were like talking about how good looking he was?
Probably.
And he was just like, this is a war movie. I can't be good looking. So he pulled the tooth out.
Meanwhile, you got Brad Pitt who just he's
smoldering.
No matter what he does,
he's like, have you seen Troy? Have you seen it?
I saw a thing the other day about Brad Pitt in Inglourious Basterds. You know how he has like the rope burn thing on his neck?
They don't have a backstory to it.
They do.
They do everything. They like there's a lot of lore us. To oh, Inglourious yeah, yeah. Basterds.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like I want to know what Quentin Tarantino and Brad Pitt think the backstory is. I want to know that. Like, because the way Quentin Tarantino explained it, everybody is going to have questions about that, and we're just never going to address them. So everybody is going to create their own backstory because they're going to be like, well, what do you think happened?
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's going to have their own experience of that character, and it makes it unique. And I was like, fuck, that's a great idea. And he was like, I did it, you know, same thing with the box, the case.
Yep.
It opens up and you never see it. And you're like, fuck,
what's in the box?
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Well, the thing about the Bear Jew, when he comes out with the baseball bat.
Yeah.
There's lore to the bat is that he went through the ghetto and had everybody in the ghetto sign the bat before he went to Germany. And so he's using all these that's Jewish awesome. Names to batter
that's and, fucking
and
awesome.
he's just a Bronx New York Jew
right.
who loves baseball and so he's Teddy fucking ball game at the park.
Dude, I want to watch that again.
There's a lot of movies that
were wasn't Ben Stiller supposed to be the Bear Jew instead of Eli Roth?
Oh, that would have been interesting.
Yeah, I think there was
something
someone...
like that.
I don't know if it was Ben Stiller. I want to say it was Ben Stiller, but
there was a different casting, but I don't remember who it was.
And I mean, I think Eli Roth was there.
Little Geppetto.
Eli Roth was just fine.
Because Ben Stiller's also very short.
Yeah. So, whereas Eli Roth,
and
if you get the Bear Jew, you want someone that can look intimidating.
Big.
I mean, Ben Stiller's gotten jacked, but like skinny guy jacked.
Right.
No, but you know, it's like before when he was just kind of prepped. Yeah, he beat me to it. I was trying not to go into the Lincoln Osiris voice to see how far into it I could get before he beat me to it. But, you know, before Rocky One, he was all puffy, and then Rocky Two, he's all cut up. That's what you look like, man.
You more shredded than Julian Potato, man.
You got any tips? You got any tips? Give him the goddamn map.
Fucking lost, man.
It's a chump move.
But that's another movie we're talking about anymore. Right. We got caught up in fucking Lincoln Osiris and Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, we're just doing a show.
We went from Bear Jew to Lincoln Osiris.
That's basically this podcast.
No.
The Bear Jew to Lincoln Osiris. That's the name of the episode.
On a little trip.
Killing us from
ADHD.
That's not the name. That's just the topic.
Yeah, from the Bear Jew to Union Pacific Railroads.
What?
Gatorade.
Gatorade.
The new name of the show is A Journey Through ADHD.
That's what it's always been. If you think it's been anything other than that.
Yeah.
Like when people try to ask me, like, oh, what's your podcast about? I'm like, it's an excuse to talk to my friends, but really it's just us stimming at each other for an hour and a half.
All right.
But that's another movie. I want to watch I'm going to put Inglourious Basterds on while I'd work today.
Tonight. I bet you don't.
I bet. Well, if it's not on a streaming service, then I won't.
Somebody asked me earlier what we talked about, and I was like, well, we talk about just whatever we think
about.
Sometimes we talk about you. And actually me. I'm like, depends.
Mm-hmm. Depends on if you're about to say something stupid or not.
I couldn't hear either of you.
I heard it both ways.
You both talked at the same time, and it was like, hibbity-dabbity-dabbity.
I couldn't decipher what I said, so
I can't remember what I said either.
Perfect. Our
journeys through ADHD.
Yeah.
I'm Troy McClure.
I'm Troy McClure.
You may remember me from such commercials as ADHD and what was I saying?
Huh? It was squirrel.
You know, it's like I knew I was fucked when I had ADHD, and then I decided to be a stoner too, which That's like being dumb and stupid.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna go try to get some Adderall, see how that works.
They are not the same.
Because you can be smart and really fucking dumb at the same time.
Yep.
I've seen some of that happen.
You can also be real fucking smart and real fucking stupid too.
Mm-hmm.
I wish more people understood that being educated doesn't necessarily make you smart either. Right. Like
My favorite story of that is when we were going snowboarding and Amy and her friends were talking about wolves.
Yeah.
And wouldn't let you or I get a word in because we weren't veterinarians or in school.
Yeah.
And then so we just started talking about werewolves to them like it was real. And Amy's friends got all pissed off. And I was like, wait, are those the ones you have to shoot with the silver to get them down?
Is a silver the wooden
silver stick or a silver bullet or a stick with a silver handle?
Mm-hmm. Or you drink a silver bullet before you shoot them.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, one that's it, right?
Yeah.
We were just going and, oh, man, that's my favorite.
I remember how mind-blown they were when they realized I actually had a degree.
And that I was actually couple smarter of them. Than them.
And another degree.
Yeah.
And on my way to another degree.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's I tell
because we would just sit around and be drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And still smarter than all of them.
Yeah.
It's like they had Robin with all his degrees. They had me who was I was on the way and actively writing.
Right.
Like,
and I'm just this smart, dumb guy.
Right. And so we're all having like high level idiot conversations and then
high level idiot conversations. Sorry to interrupt, but that's the name of the episode.
Yeah. Yep. So but like. I remember specifically there's one time I was talking about rhodopsin as a chemical that burns out in your eye. And because we were talking about fighter pilots and I was like, yeah, you know, they have to do something there. I was talking about night blindness and fighter pilots and rhodopsin and the chemical that burns off. And I remember the nerds looking at me like, how do you know what all that stuff is?
Like, it's called reading a book.
I read like, yeah, I opened a book. You're not special because
people don't
books.
Only read books for degrees.
I didn't pay money to read the book. I just read the book.
You know, they just sell these books to just anybody.
Yeah,
just read them.
They're just handing them out. If you
they
got
won't
cash.
Stop you.
Yeah.
I like nobody to remind stopping. Kids at school. Just
there wasn't
you're
even
smart.
A weird old dude asking me three questions. Right. They just let me buy it.
Buy in.
What are you going to do with this book?
Read it.
What are you going to do with the knowledge?
Beat my dick.
Are you going to college?
No.
Which one?
All right, here you go.
I've been to a couple.
Right, well, hey.
These people. They could have been anywhere in the world, but they're here with us. We appreciate that. Make sure you're checking us out on YouTube. You can see all the visual jokes. You can see the human thumb. It's almost gone. You done rubbed them off. All right. But for this episode, this edition of my show, good night, universe.
That's a podcast!
Hey, good morning. I mean, depending on what time you're listening.
There we are.
Good X.
Sure to go and check out definitelynotsellingdrugs.com.